Today on We Really Like Musicals, and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. We are talking about The Sound of Music, that classic musical everybody knows, everyone enjoys, probably. So sit back, grab a few of your favorite things, and by the end of this, we will have solved a problem like Maria. Anyways, here we go.
We really like we musicals. We really like.
So we made this podcast.
We really like musicals. We really like musicals. Jazz hands.
Hello and welcome to We Really Like Musicals, and we have opinions about them. So we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them. Parentheses, the musicals. Goodness gracious. Oh, we might change that. I don't know.
I don't know. I like it.
Yeah, I like it too, but it's
rolls
super
right up
long.
The tongue.
I think eventually, like by the fourth episode, if we get there, we'll be like, we really like blah, 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 and we'll just do that.
Yeah, we just shorten
it. But for now, we'll do it. Anyways, my name is James. With me, as always, this one time, please come back. Because that would be awkward if we didn't do this again. If I just kept doing this by myself.
Yeah, I think I might do a couple more.
Okay, good. Anyways, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
My name is Elise.
Oh, there you go. First names.
That's it.
James,
no,
Elise.
Don't people looking me up.
Oh, well, they probably wouldn't.
Because it's probably going to go viral, so.
Oh, that reminds me. Please leave reviews. Of the podcast. Anyways, so they don't even know if they like it yet.
Yeah,
don't leave reviews yet. Yeah, wait till the end until you.
But also, don't leave one unless it's amazing. Five stars.
Five stars. 5 out of 5.
Exactly.
Okay, it could be 5 out of 50. I don't know. That'd be bad.
True. That's true. Yeah, I'm gonna go with 5 out of 5.
Okay. Well. Okay. So, anyways, what is this podcast? What are we doing here?
Well, to be honest, we don't really know what we're doing.
No, we don't.
But, we just felt like there was a lack for reviewing musicals.
Mm.
Somebody's got to speak up about this.
Amen. Hashtag musical lives matter. Am I right?
Yeah. Let's keep that. That's good.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to edit any of this out.
Oh, wow.
It's just going to stay like this. Anyways, so yeah, we talk about musicals on this podcast. I think every episode will probably be break it down. That was me beatboxing. The remix.
That's good.
Thanks. Every episode will probably talk about one specific musical for the entire episode.
I don't know. We might talk about like 4 in one episode if we feel like it.
Oh, maybe, but I feel like I could rant about a musical for a very long time.
That's true. That's true. We probably should keep it to 1. People will get bored.
Unless we're like, we want to like fight
compare,
two
contrast.
Musicals. Two musicals together, like two similar musicals. Or, ooh, here's an episode in the future. Old Annie versus New Annie. What do we do? You know?
Yeah.
That might be a good episode. Anyways, we're getting ahead of ourselves because we might not ever do this again.
Yeah. This might be a one-time thing.
Yeah. Anyways, so today we are talking about The Sound of Music.
Bum, which ba-bum. Is a perfect one to start with, you know?
Yeah,
perfect.
Because it's a classic. Everybody
which
knows
you
it.
Had not seen until
Yeah,
you
I had
just
not seen
it.
We watched it a few nights ago, and let me tell you.
Yeah, tell them.
I liked it. That's my official review.
Wow. That's it?
Yeah, 49 stars out of 50.
Wow. Why not 50 out of 50?
I had some, reservations to give it the full 50.
All right.
And I'm sure we'll talk about those as the episode rolls on.
I mean, I'm ready.
Oh, man. I have a list of complaints.
Oh, no.
No, I don't really. I think this musical came out. It doesn't matter. Are we going to talk about facts like this? Is that what this podcast is going to be?
I really don't think so. I'm not prepared for that.
I know what year it came out, but you know what? Look it up.
Well, it's the Julie Andrews version.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't know there were other oh, they did the live thing on NBC,
yeah,
right?
They did, or like,
was
Carrie
it NBC?
Underwood.
Fisher? Yeah, Underwood. Yeah, not Carrie
not Fisher.
Fisher. She did.
Oh. Rest in peace.
R.I.P. I feel like that was really mean. Or not mean, but like I did
not very,
you know,
yeah.
But not very nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just start from the beginning.
Start
well,
at
no,
the
okay.
Very
I said
beginning.
Oh gosh, it starts already.
A very good place to start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. that's from the musical, right?
It sure is.
Okay. Like I said, I've only seen it the once. I knew a lot of the music though. But okay, so I liked it, but that was my first time seeing it. Although I think I saw the beginning of it on a bus trip one time and I fell asleep.
Which doesn't say something good for that, but.
No, but I mean, I was young. But I guess you were young when you saw it.
Oh, yeah. I also was young.
You and stupid.
Yeah, I was also stupid.
Can we say that?
But I loved it. I thought it was great.
So how old, you say young. Is this like one of those youngs where it was like, just you don't even remember a time without Sound of Music?
Yeah, I would say so. I think it was my mom's favorite musical growing up, so she probably had it on like all the time, and so probably saw it like once every month or so.
Once every month?
Yeah. Had all
that's
those
a lot
songs
of
memorized, you know?
Yeah, that's a lot of Sound of Music.
I
don't know if I could do that. We found out, you didn't believe me, but when we started watching it, I said, this movie is 3 hours long, and you said, what? No. It can't be 3 hours long.
No, it's not.
No, I spoiler alert for the middle of the movie right here. When the intermission happened, I don't know if you remember what I said, but I was like, but they could end it right there.
You said, what is more to this movie?
Yeah, what else is there to do? Okay, maybe not the intermission, but once they got married,
it was at
I
the
said,
intermission.
Okay, yeah.
And
well,
then
yeah,
several
she left.
Times after that, you kept saying, how does this movie keep going? What is there for
don't
us under- to know?
I did not understand. But I did enjoy it. All that, it sounds like I hated it. I didn't hate it.
Yeah,
just thought,
coming out very negative right now.
They could have trimmed it down, you know? That's all I'm saying.
They could have. I mean, there's just so many elements, you know? So many elements to the story.
Like what?
Well, we had to stick around for the end, you know, spoiler alert, the Nazis.
I just felt like that was unnecessary.
You didn't care about what happened to their family and the Nazis?
No, I did care. I guess it's based on a true story, apparently, or like memoirs or something.
Yeah.
So I guess that's part of the story that makes it compelling.
Well, it's an underlying theme, you know, throughout.
Yeah, they kind of sneak it in every once in a while. A guy will be like, Heil Hitler. And you're like,
huh?
What did he just say?
Heil who?
Yeah. Like the Hitler? Maybe it's some other Hitler.
That's probably what it was. Some other guy that they all knew.
Yeah, but then we found out it wasn't.
True.
The big, like, M. Night Shyamalan twist. Oh, it's the real Hitler.
Yeah, that surprised us all. We were just like, what is happening?
It shocked audiences. Shocked audiences mm-hmm. in the 60s.
Yeah, they were
okay,
so surprised.
No. So we've established we enjoyed the movie. Now, let's. Do you have a favorite song thingy?
A favorite song thingy. I think my favorite would probably be I Am 16 Going on 17.
Really?
Yeah. That's my jam.
Why?
Because it's just got that whole scene with the gazebo and
okay,
the choreography
yeah,
and, you know, the tension. I just love it.
The tension.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like the tension so much, especially because we find out that guy's a total jerk.
But at the time, it's very romantic.
Yeah, I will give you, when they were dancing around the gazebo, I thought, this is a cool scene. Like, that's some cool
but
choreography.
But you also kept claiming that the guy was totally gay.
Well, did you see how he was dancing?
Yes, and I've never once noticed that in all the 80 times that I've seen it.
But I also will say, yeah, Well, I know you'll look at that scene differently from now on.
I really will.
Everyone will. Everyone hearing this, all the people listening to this, the millions of people listening to this
also,
right now.
Also, you kept calling him Franz?
Yeah, Franz. And what else? I could have. No, that's all.
There was another name you created.
No, his name is Rolf or something. Yeah, Rolf. And I could have sworn he was Franz.
You just kept repeating it. Every time he came on, you said, "There's Franz." I just kept telling you, that's not his name.
He looked like a Franz.
I disagree with that.
Well, what do you think he looked like? A Rolf?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Or like, one of those. Or like a John.
Well, it wasn't John, and it wasn't Franz, although I am Team Franz. Hashtag Team Franz.
No, you're not. You hated him.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah.
I forgot I hated that guy. Okay, so we're getting ahead of ourselves, I think, a little bit, because I have one of my big bugs? No, pet peeves. One of my big pet peeves with the movie.
Bugs.
But, bugs. One of the things that irritates me, gets under my skin a little bit, like a bug.
Grind your gears.
It grinds my gears. Okay, so the iconic scene of this movie, right, is her swirling around in a field, you know, hands outstretched.
Right.
And spinning around and saying, "The hills are alive with the sound of music." Thank you. Okay, I was waiting for you to applaud my singing.
Great job.
Thank you. Anyway, so that's what she does, right? And that's the very first thing that happens in the movie. There's no buildup to it.
Okay.
I don't even know who this lady is. We start the movies flying over the Alps or whatever.
But
Austrian mountains.
You even commented on how great the scenery was, how beautiful, how cinematic.
Yeah, I mean, it looked cool. And then I was impressed at how they zoomed in on her.
Mm-hmm.
And like, boom, she's like right there ready to sing. But I think she should have been like, "This is the beginning. It's a different song than the one you know." You know, something just...
What if, like, people made that iconic, though?
I don't know. It's the title of it is The Sound of Music. You know, when you go to see The Phantom of the Opera, halfway through, it goes, bah, 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 and he's like, "The Phantom of the Opera." Okay, they didn't start out with that. Like, the curtain didn't open up. The Phantom's right there, and he's like, "I'm the Phantom of the Opera," you know?
Right. Well, maybe this movie was trying to just be different.
Okay, so, but regardless, I liked the song. She did a good job singing Sound of Music.
So wait, are you saying that's your favorite song?
No. My favorite song, put me on the spot. I didn't really think about that.
Well, you maybe, asked me.
I know, but I didn't think about it myself. Probably Do Re Mi, I think.
Do a deer? A female deer?
Yeah. Ray would drop a golden sun or a
now,
character in a Star Wars movie.
With all the things is like 12 minutes long. So was there like one part of the song you liked? The beginning, the end?
No.
Just
I like
the
that
whole
it,
thing.
I like that it went on forever. And I knew it was a long song.
Hmm.
I had seen it spoofed in like Family Guy, you know?
Yeah.
And I knew it was long. But honestly, it's such a happy, giddy thing. It could have kept going, you know. The last after the intermission, if the next hour was just Dome Ray Me. I would have been like, all right, I get why they added the extra half.
Yeah, I mean, we really were enjoying it, even though it went on for, you know, 30 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, and everybody knows that song, too. You know, even if you don't know why you know it, or you don't know what it's from.
Right.
I didn't know forever, like, that it was in The Sound of Music. That took me forever to figure out.
Where had you heard it before?
I don't know. My mom's a music teacher.
So she taught them just like in the movie?
I think so. Yeah.
She got a guitar and she went up to the mountains?
Yeah, and they were like kicking around a fountain or whatever, and we were all wearing old curtains.
Oh, wait, so this is your family?
Oh,
this is your personal experience?
Yeah, me and my
brothers. Wait, so you basically lived out the plot of Sound of Music and you never knew?
Yeah, it's crazy. When I was born, I was up on a hill spinning around.
What?
Wasted no time. Helicopter flew over with a camera.
Wow.
And I was just like, "The hills are alive."
Who taught you that song?
It's just instinctual, natural selection.
Wow, you just like came out the womb ready to sing.
Can't stop me, won't stop me. That's all I have to say to that.
Yeah, I believe Miley Cyrus said something like that.
Moving on. Okay, so do you have a second favorite song?
Second favorite song.
Okay, maybe. Okay, let's not do second favorite song yet. Do you have a favorite scene? Because even though your favorite song is 16 going on 17, that might not be your favorite scene necessarily.
Good point. Good point. Valid point. Thank you. I mean, while I do enjoy the gazebo scene, I think it's, you know, gazebo. Up there. It's really up there on the list. But I also really like the scene when all the kids come into her bedroom, and they're so scared of the thunderstorm, and it's like this, I don't know, it's like this nostalgia, you know, because, like, I remember watching it and thinking, like, that's like my mom, you know?
Yeah, you wanted your mom to be Julie Andrews?
Yeah, 100%. No offense, Mom.
Yeah. No offense. I could see it in her face. She was thinking the whole time. She at least keeps looking at me and winking like, You hear what I'm saying, but I'm winking, so it's something different.
Well, then you're giving it away, so.
Well, I don't want to hide things from the listeners, but I do have something to say about that scene, because that's a scene where they sing a few of my favorite things, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I think I said this during the movie, but how is that a Christmas song?
Yes, and it does mentor.
It does mentor. It mentors, it mentors me
us all. So that's all I have to say about that.
I learned a lot from it. I ain't afraid no thunder.
And also, an additional point is that it talks about winter melting into spring, and it talks about brown paper packages tied up with string.
No, that's just the mail. That's just the mail. Brown paper packet. What if you woke up on Christmas morning and there was a bunch of brown paper boxes underneath your tree? No. Oh, okay.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, but first get off your high horse and let's finish this podcast.
It's a long way down. It's really hard to get down here.
I would be thankful. I would not be thankful. Okay, I would be thankful for the packages.
You'd say, who wrapped this?
Yes. I would be Santa Claus. Got no budget this year.
But whenever I said that about my mom, she'd take away my presents. So I learned real quick to be thankful.
And brown paper packages tied up with strings.
These are a few of my...
Okay, but if those are the only two references to Christmas, I don't think it's a Christmas song.
I would agree with you on that.
Okay, good. Oh, let's move on.
I'm not I'm saying I think they took the winter thing and they were like, counts, and then put it on all the Christmas radios.
I just don't know. Because then there's nothing wintry about the movie at all.
I think Christmas is a time of thinking of happy stuff.
But then she goes, when the dog bites, when the bee stings,
when I'm feeling sad.
And then I guess she does say, I simply remember my favorite things. And then I don't feel so bad. Yeah. I get that. But that's not what Christmas is about, little boy.
What?
I don't know. I pretended I was Santa Claus for a
second.
I know
that Julie Andrews had a very short haircut, but she was a girl.
Oh, yes. She did have a short haircut in that.
Very short.
I said this while we were watching it. I thought she looked like Kristen Wiig.
Yeah.
Like a weird, I don't know.
I mean, Kristen Wiig doesn't have a short haircut, so.
But she has before.
Not that short. I mean, that is short.
Okay. Agree to disagree.
Yeah, I mean, that's not an important factor, so.
No, it's very important.
Okay.
When you watch The Sound of Music, you got to think, what if Kristen Wiig was in this role?
Honestly, I don't know which version I would like better.
Here's a question. Who would you rather play? Not rather play, but if Julie Andrews couldn't have been the role of Maria, who?
She's not Hispanic.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's weird. She
what movie was
like
I
it,
watching?
I'm not sure. I think you had a different movie pulled up.
Yes. No. What? Okay. So, no. Who would you get to play Maria?
Probably me.
Do you not like this question?
No, I think I would play it.
But no, like somebody, nobody knows who you are.
Oh, come on. I was in a play once One time. I think that I would have, I don't know, it has to be like a motherly slash young type of person who's got a lot of energy, but also a little awkward, you know?
Let me tell you, Emma Watson. No, I'm kidding.
No, we're not going to talk about Emma Watson
Why not?
because she cannot sing.
Well,
She will never know how to sing.
yeah, I know.
Gotta let that go.
Let it go. Okay, different
Different
musical.
musical.
But similar setting. Anyways, it was it
Similar
set
setting.
in, yeah, Austria? No, I don't know. Where were they?
I
It
thought
doesn't
it
matter.
was Sweden.
Sweden? That sounds right. Yeah.
I don't know.
No, just the way you're pronouncing it sounds right. Here's who I would get to play Maria. This is how I would solve this problem.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, see what I did there?
I do.
I think maybe Amy Adams. I don't know if she's a good singer though, but I think she would do good in the role.
Well, she sings in Enchanted. Have you
Okay.
seen that?
I have not.
What?
Add it
You've
to the
never
list.
seen Enchanted?
Nope.
Oh
Episode two, Enchanted.
yeah, we've gotta watch that. That is a, well, I was gonna say it's classic, but it was made recently, so I don't know if you'd really consider it that. But yeah, I
No, I
mean, she
wouldn't.
definitely can sing, but I think that she, I don't think she has that like warm, motherly type of vibe to her.
You don't think so?
No.
Did you see Arrival? Wait, was that Amy Adams? Now I don't even know. Who's
Uh-oh.
Amy Adams?
Uh-oh. Are we talking about the right person?
Wait, what about the mom from Everybody Loves Raymond?
Wait. No, 100% no.
Oh, not Ray's wife, but like his mom.
100% no.
I
Same answer.
would watch that. I would
As
watch
like a
that.
joke.
Yeah, and she's like,
Yeah, I mean, are
did you
we
s
talking like for humor or for realsies?
No, for real. I'm just being a goof.
Gotcha. I mean, because if it's for humor, that's a different story.
Okay, who would you do it as a comedian if they made this into a comedy? Kristen Wiig?
Honestly, Tina Fey.
Yeah, I could see that. But is
Right?
that like, I don't see her being motherly though. I see her being like, go away, kids. Leave me alone. You know what I mean? Do you see what I'm saying? Are you
Yeah.
smelling what I'm stepping
I do. It's it smells awful.
I
But
know.
I think that she is so funny that we could do like this whole spoof about how like they're like, "Yay, we love you." And she's like, "Get away from me, you nasties."
You
And that'd be like
nasties.
the whole movie. You see?
Okay, just a little twist to the
Yeah.
plot. I see that. I see. Oh, is that Amy Adams?
This is Amy Adams.
Elise is holding up a picture of Amy Adams. Yeah,
Just
that's who
so
I
we're
thought it
both
was.
clear. Yeah, okay. So we're both on the same page.
Yeah, that page is the one we are both on.
Correct.
You are correct, sir. Okay, favorite scene. That was your favorite scene.
Yeah, geez, that went on for forever. Okay, so what's your favorite scene?
I think the one with
The
the
Nazis.
puppets.
Oh.
No, not the Nazis.
The puppets?
It was
No, no,
not the
no.
Nazis.
I'm gonna challenge you on that because when the
Why?
puppets came on, you shielded your face from
That
the
was a
screen.
joke. They were scary.
They're very frightening, so how could that be your favorite scene?
Because it was so memorable. Man, goodness gracious, that's funny.
And you also said, you also said, oh yeah, like they could do that in like one day.
Well, yeah, it wasn't
Was a
very
very
believable.
elaborate show that they put on.
It was, but it was impressive and memorable. And those goats, goodness gracious.
I mean, where did they get all those?
I don't
I guess
know.
they're rich.
I guess so. Papa Georg was shelling out the cash.
Yeah, I was just waiting to see when you talk about Georg.
Georg, what kind of name is that?
I don't know, you just could not get over it.
Well, you just dropped the E off of George and now you're Georg? It's still George to me. It would still be George. If I saw somebody whose name, if I was reading off a call sheet and it said George, but there was no E on the end, I would still say George. And if you said, no, my name's Georg, I would be like, you're joking, it's George.
So, I mean, when you meet people from, like, other countries, do you just automatically right. give them a white name?
It's not a white thing. You're making it about race. This is not Austria versus Germany here.
Like, when someone says their name is, like, Kuta Kapa Sasa, then you're like, I'm going to call you Bob.
No, then I say, bless you. Okay. And I hand them a tissue.
I don't know which is more insulting.
But this is a Germanic language we're talking about.
Austrian.
Right? Austrian. Yeah. But it's Germanic in form. It's not one of the love languages. You know, it's not Italian or Latin or something, you know?
Yeah.
And so the similarities in pronunciation are very, very close to ours. And Sophie said...
So it's okay to make fun of people if they
I'm not making fun of. No, I'm correcting.
What if someone named Georg is listening to this right now?
Then he should change his name to George, for Yikes. Sure.
We're going to get a 0-star review from him.
From Georg?
Yeah.
That's fine. I don't need it. Get out of here, Georg.
So rude. I apologize to you, Georg. I am so sorry. Okay. Please forgive us.
Everybody in this, let's talk about the names here, because we're talking about Georg, but there was a Birgitta? Was that her name?
Birgitta.
And Friedrich? I want to eat it. It's like a piece of bread.
Gretel?
Like, I'm going to make a Birgitta sandwich. Gretel. Gretel's
Louisa?
Just a dirty... No, Louisa?
Wait.
Liesel. Liesel. Liesel.
Liesel.
Yeah, like Diesel.
Yeah. Liesel.
I know a guy whose wife's name is Giesel. That's a weird name.
Is she from Germany?
I don't know where she's from, but they call her Gie.
They call her George.
Yeah, they call her Georg. My name's Giesel. I'm going to call you George.
So rude.
So, yeah, Birgitta. That's the one that stuck out to me. Birgitta?
Yeah, with an R.
Oh, that makes it a little better.
Birgitta! I believe that's how it was said.
And what were the boys' names again? You said them, but I was still thinking about the bread. Kurt.
And Friedrich. Right?
Is it Kurt?
Yeah,
oh, yeah, Kurt. That's the one she can't remember. He says, my name's Kurt. And, oh my gosh.
And she says, what's his name?
You do know this movie way too well.
Yeah, but don't ask me any questions.
That reminds me, I have a question for you.
I have an answer.
Here's a little trivia for you.
Oh, no.
What kind of fruit does the family say they bring to the papa that one time when they're lying? Papa Von Trapp.
Berries.
Yeah, but what kind?
Boysenberries.
Is that true? See, I don't know.
Oh, you don't know.
I should probably know the answer if I
Yeah, you probably
trivia.
Should, but let's just say it's boysenberries.
No, they say strawberries, and he goes, but those are out of season.
Oh.
And then he goes, but they turn blue or something. Blueberries, the strawberries
they
turn blue.
They got so cold that they turn blue.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
There were a lot of lines in this movie that I knew just from like spoofs and stuff.
That like is at the end, really when, strange.
Yeah, at the end where the Von Trapp family, they're nowhere to be seen. The dude walks out and he goes, they're gone. And I knew he was going to say that before he did.
Well, I would say probably like 98% of audiences probably knew he was going to say that.
Well, but I've seen him say it like that specific cadence, that way, the tone of voice, like... I don't know what I've seen it in. I don't know what spoof I was watching. But I knew when he popped out of that little cave, which was weird. That's a weird weird theater.
I agree.
That cave. Anyways, he pops out. They're gone. I was like, you said it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe you just had like one of those psychic moments.
I do have those a lot.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, same. See, I knew you were going to say that.
Well, I say that almost, 90% of the time.
90% of the time.
Okay. Check, please.
Oh, my gosh. I can't help it when I have these psychic moments. Edelweiss.
Edelweiss.
What does that mean?
Well, it's the...
Is it a flower?
I believe it's the state flower of Austria, or the country flower.
The state flower.
It's like their symbol, you know?
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Because I was...
Yeah, you were. I don't think you were feeling that, but it was very important because.
No, I was feeling it.
You were?
Yeah, it's I found out today when talking to my father about The Sound of Music that Edelweiss was my grandfather's my grandpa and grandfather, the same person. I called him grandfather. It was his favorite song. He's dead. Thanks for bringing that up. You okay over there?
Yep. I'm sorry for your loss, though. I am sorry.
It's okay.
We could sing Edelweiss in his honor.
Oh, please sing. I don't know the words, but I'll just kind of hum along.
Edelweiss. Duh. Every morning you greet me.
Okay.
Soft and white.
Okay, keep going.
Something else. You look happy to see me. Greet me? I don't know. I'm just not quite sure. But it's something like that. I think I could probably look up the lyrics and figure it out.
So yeah, that was very significant. And you know what's weird about that song is they sang a beautiful rendition of it. But then at the end, he starts singing it and it gets all choked up. And that's the version I hear when I'm singing into my head. Mm. It's him being like, Edelweiss.
I don't think he does it that much.
Yeah, he acts like he's about to sneeze. Achoo.
Yeah.
No, very beautiful song. You know what I liked about them being on stage? You know what I liked about that? Is
Okay. No, I do not know. Tell me.
I liked that they did a lot of songs we had already heard in the musical, but they were like different versions of it, you know? So they did the doe, a deer, a female deer, but it was like just a little bit different, much shorter.
And they had like the hands clasped in front of them in classical opera style.
Oh, yeah. That was my favorite part.
Yeah.
I noticed that.
Okay.
And they also did the Edelweiss song, which was nice. And then they sang the So Long, Farewell, La Vita Sane, whatever. And I liked that version better, I think.
The Edelweiss?
No, the So Long, Farewell.
Oh.
I liked the version that they did on stage.
Why?
More. I don't know. It didn't feel as like cheesy, like these kids like performing for a group of adults just like randomly in their house. You know, like my parents used to make me sing for people when they came over.
Oh,
I
really?
Hated doing it. Yeah.
Oh, yikes.
I didn't hate doing it, but I thought, is this the right time to be doing this? You know?
I was like a 5-year-old child. That's what you were thinking?
Yeah. I was like, I don't know about this. That's how I talk. No, I had a really thick southern accent.
And actually. A high voice.
Yeah, I had a high voice.
Demonstrate it for us.
Is this the right time to be doing this?
Wow. Yeah, that sounds accurate.
Yeah, I think you've heard me when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Seen a couple videos. Yeah.
And songs I sent you about me singing about. I that's why I love musicals. They inspire me to sing to the high.
Them.
Yes. Great parodies.
Very
you can't
crude
deny
parodies.
That. Crude. Yeah, if you think poop is crude. I happen to disagree. Anyway, so no, I felt like that was in the movie, in the context of the movie, it doesn't seem cheesy, you know, when they're singing and going to bed, but it does seem cheesy at the same time.
But like, isn't it hilarious how they all like kick each other in the butt?
Yeah. I guess so.
I think it's funny.
But it kind of scares me when they first start and they're popping out and going
cuckoo.
Also, I don't know. I didn't like that. And even when they do it on stage, they're hiding behind the mom and dad.
Yeah.
And then they go cuckoo and it's kind of creepy.
I mean, I don't agree with that at all.
All right.
Just kids being kids.
I guess so. I don't know.
I would say that's another like up there scene when they're performing for all the people in the house.
In the house, not at the concert.
Yeah, cuz it's like this really cutesy, you know, little performance they put on. They planned it out. They're kicking each other in the butt.
And they're going cuckoo and then, for Cocoa Puffs.
Yes. And then the entire audience joins in on one or two harmony glorious notes and sings back to them without planning.
That was weird.
That's amazing.
That was weird. No, I don't know. I was waiting for that, by the way, in the theater performance when they're on stage. Mm-hmm. I was waiting for the whole audience to be like, goodbye. You know?
And they didn't.
No, they didn't. It was very upsetting.
Mm. Oh,
okay, I have a little beef, another beef with this movie.
Okay.
So, you know the How Do You Solve a Problem Like Maria song?
Oh, so good.
It is, yeah, it's a good song. Those ladies are jerks. I just want to start off by saying that. I think SNL recently actually made a spoof of that scene where, like, Maria comes in halfway while they're singing, and she's like, what are you guys talking about? And they're like, oh, nothing.
You know what I'm talking about? No, I haven't seen that. I want to.
Yeah. Well, it's not that funny. It's SNL.
Oh.
But
what if an SNL performer is listening to this podcast right now?
Georg.
You're offending a lot of people.
Georg, the SNL performer. Anyways, so how do we solve a problem like Maria?
Mm-hmm.
Good song, kind of bad intention, you know?
So does it offend you because it's nuns singing that?
No. It offends me because they're talking about her behind her back.
Singing about her.
Oh, yeah, that's even worse. That's even louder. Worse. It's louder. And it's
the one girl called her a demon.
Yeah. Whoa. but here's the thing.
Some of them are saying really nice things about her.
Yeah, they say she's fun. She's fun angel. Because she's so stupid that it's funny to be around her.
Well, that's valid.
Yeah. but here's what I... okay, whatever. Those nuns are weird. Maria doesn't hear it. They're making fun of her, but they're kind of like, how do we... You know, she's kind of quirky. How do we make her feel good? Here's what I didn't like about the song. She, after the intermission, she gets married to Georg.
Mm-hmm.
And they chose that song to sing as she's walking down the aisle. So, like... She's walking down the aisle and it's like, how do we solve a problem? Like this it's like, this lady is still stupid. You know what I mean? She's getting married to Georg and they're singing about how dumb she is at her wedding, when they were planning that wedding, there's no way she said, by the way, while I'm walking down the aisle, can you guys sing about how dumb I am?
I don't know. I feel like that's what I would want.
I don't know. You know what I heard, today? Listen to this.
I'm ready.
Maybe this is what it is like. I heard today that in Kenya, there's a wedding tradition where the bride, she walks past all these people on the way to the altar, right? And on her way there, you can shout if you think she looks ugly. Oh. And if enough people say that she looks ugly, she turns back around and has to go change clothes.
Wow. Like,
I know. It's like an accepted tradition in Kenya, I think.
Wow. So you think that's what this was based on?
Yes. So I think all the nuns are going like, Georg, you better watch out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know.
I didn't know they studied Kenyan tradition for the movie.
That's just a fan theory that I have.
Gotcha.
I'll work on it.
Could be true. I don't know.
Could be true.
But, you know, I think it was more of like she didn't really hear it, you know? It was like for us, the audience.
Well, you know, no, I get that. But so then what is the message of the song? That we solve a problem like Maria by getting her married? That's not very feminist.
Well, it's true, but this movie was like made in like, what, the 1970s?
64. Baby! 1964, baby!
64. I was close. Yeah. But I think that the idea here is that she couldn't find her place in the world, you know? She couldn't fit in with the nuns. She was trying really hard, full of passion, determination, couldn't do it. Okay. So she's finally finding her place, you know, where she fits in.
Yeah, they solved the problem.
Well, they didn't really solve it. I mean,
well, Maria solved it. Georg solved it.
Together they solved it.
They solved one problem, but then, bum bum bum, Heil Hitler.
Who?
You know, Hitler. Then Hitler comes in.
Oh no!
And takes over Austria. Part. Yeah, well, that's why it should have ended at the wedding. How do we solve a problem like Maria? Second version of that song, how do we solve a problem like Hitler?
Ooh.
They didn't even solve the problem either. They just take off.
That would have been an excellent song.
I'll write it later.
Yeah, let's write a parody version.
How do we solve a problem like the Führer?
Like Adolf. Yeah, we could keep a lot of things the same, really.
Yeah, he's a demon. He's fun.
He's a girl.
Is that one of the lines? Yeah. See, I don't know that song that well. He's a girl. Oh, gosh. Hitler, if he was listening to this right now, would be so mad.
Oh, man. Another person we're offending.
Defending.
We are not defending Hitler.
Elise is defending Hitler over here.
Oh, no. Please. I take that back. I'm so sorry.
How dare you?
Yikes.
How dare you? Was that in the movie?
No, not at all.
How dare you? No, there was some other line. Never mind. Don't worry about it.
I'm not worried.
I thought you were. You looked worried. Settle down.
Sorry,
gosh,
calm down.
Sorry. She's standing up and throwing stuff around the room.
Yeah, just settle down, in Elise. Circles.
Just like really the top of a mountain.
Oh, spinning around. Recreating that scene that you love /8.
I liked it. I thought the placing was wrong.
But like, didn't that just capture you right away? You're just like, man, I gotta know what this movie's all about. And then they showed the nuns and you said, man, is this like super religious or what?
Is this one of those religious movies?
You took on a very interesting accent when you were commenting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Man, what's that about?
Yeah, that sounds like me. That doesn't totally sound like you at all.
Right, exactly.
So what other songs are we missing? Here, Something Good?
Something Good. Tell me something good.
No, I must have done something good.
Oh.
How do you feel about that song?
Nah.
You don't like it? It's in the gazebo again.
But I mean, it's not really one of those ones that sticks with you that much. Mm. And also, that's not how it works. You know, now we're bringing in the whole karma thing.
What do you mean it's not how it works?
Like, you did something good one time in your childhood, and so now you, like, get everything you want as an adult?
Oh, see, I didn't listen to the words.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I just knew all of a sudden she was back, and he was like, I don't like that annoying Baroness lady with her stupid dress.
Yeah, it all happened so fast.
It did. It was very freaky. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. Because, like, she left. I guess the kids talked her back into it. Well, I don't even remember.
Well, I mean, we did find out she's pretty evil because she wants to send all the kids to boarding school. And then, you know, Maria leaves. They're depressed. Then she's, like, trying to throw a ball with them. And they're, like, just pegging her with it.
Right.
So, I mean, I guess that kind of shows us that, like, things just weren't going so well in the Georg household.
It's just,
you know, the Sound of Music wasn't there anymore once Maria left.
Ooh.
He said, we gotta reevaluate this.
Yeah, I have a question. You might know this because you've seen the movie more times than I do.
Probably.
But how come at the end, when the guy's like, guess what? They're totally gonna sing at the concert. How come Georg's still not on boat? On boat?
He's,
on board.
He's
not on the boat with that.
He's just on the shore waving him off.
Yeah, why is he not want them to do that? I don't get it. Is it like it reminds him too much of the past with his old wife or whatever?
Are you asking why he didn't want to join the group or why he didn't want his kids to do the performance?
Yeah, why didn't he want his kids to do it? He's like, he tells the guy, like, I told you, I don't want my kids to sing in public. I'm like, dude, they just sang good night to everybody from the stairs.
I mean, I think that's a great question. I think that...
I just want to know what kind of weird stick he's got up his behind.
I think that he's just the typical, you know, wants everything to be... He doesn't want his kids to get monetized, you know? He doesn't want them He doesn't want people to sell t-shirts.
Okay, with, like, so he's punk rock.
Liesel, you know, on him, like...
Yeah, Brigitte.
Brigitte, like... People rhyming words with it, putting like graphic images. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. So we've established Georg's pretty punk rock, right?
Well,
he doesn't want to sell out for the man.
Right. I think he's like a private man.
He's a captain. Sorry, that was a bad military rank joke.
He's a private captain.
Can't argue with that.
No one can.
What about this whistle that he has? That was annoying.
Yeah, you really hated that.
Well, I mean, I was listening to it through my headphones, and it was just very shrill.
Right. I think we're meant to hate it, though.
Good point.
So I think it did its job.
So we're meant to hate the movie because of the whistle.
Well, that's not what I said.
Oh, we're meant to hate the whistle because of the whistle. That's circular reasoning.
Because of the implication of, hey, you guys are just like animals that respond to little tiny sounds.
Okay. I think we've touched on every single song pretty much except for the song that they sing at the end. I mean, they sing it in the middle too, but... Let's see if you can guess what it is.
Oh, no.
Drum roll.
This is going to be very anticlimactic.
Yeah, and I don't want to do that with my tongue anymore. It tickles the roof of my mouth. Come on.
At the very end?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. Climb every mountain.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Every stream.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that song?
I just feel like I could follow every rainbow till I find my dream.
All right. I like that song.
That's a good song.
I think it should have been the first song.
Hmm.
Well, I don't know. It sounds really epic for like an ending. So I get that.
Well, you know, it's that scene when Maria's in what's she called? The head nuns? Office?
Yeah.
She has a name.
The head. The mega nun.
I was going to say the nunstress.
The nun supreme.
Yeah, that's it. Anyways, so yeah, when she's with her in the office, it's such a epic scene because she's like, dude, you gotta follow your dream, man. You know?
Is that when they sing the Climb Every Mountain?
Yeah. Well, she sings it straight to her.
See, I don't remember that.
Well.
Oh, her name is Mother Abbess. Abbess? A-B-B-E-S-S. See, these names.
Why does that not sound right?
Mother Abbess. Abbess?
No, it's not that. It has to be Abbess.
Abbess? I don't know.
Maria's not an asset to the Abbess.
Is that what she says?
No, she says Abby.
Oh, you had me going there. It just sounded so natural.
Yeah, it did. Sounded really good.
It did. Well, Abby and Abbess, you know, maybe that's why her name is Abbess.
Yeah.
She was named after the Abbey.
She was destined to be head nunnery.
She was nun destined. Supreme. Nun supreme. I'll have a nun supreme with a side of nachos.
That'd yummy. Be my favorite meal.
Yum, yum, yum. I eat it out of habit. See what I did there? Nun joke? Habit?
No.
Not very Catholic?
No.
Okay.
Good try.
It was a good try. It wasn't a good try. I succeeded. You just didn't get it.
Oh, I mean, I get it. Still love it.
Oh, you get it. It's just not making you laugh.
Yeah, that's okay. Next time.
Okay, well, I think, do you want to wrap this up? I feel like we've...
I don't really do well with rapping.
Oh,
but I could lay down the beat.
You want me? No, I think that would be a disaster.
That's probably true. Let's not do that.
No, we'll save that for the Hamilton episode.
Right, right. We have to at least, you know, build up followers. If we start rapping first episode.
Oh, no, we won't get any followers.
Yeah, exactly.
But we shall promise the people that do like rapping that maybe one day we will rap.
Maybe.
And it will be glorious.
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay, well, I think that's good.
I think we should end by saying, you know, what you'd rate it out of 10.
Ooh, that is a good thing to do. I would give it, I don't know. See, it is so iconic. Like I said, mm-hmm. I knew so many songs before I even saw it, which I think says something to the, you know, Rodgers and Hammerstein who made it.
Oh, yeah. Lasted the test of time.
Yeah, and it's just in the subconscious of the culture.
That would be a good band name.
Subconscious of the culture?
Yeah.
And Georg would be the punk lead singer.
Okay.
He'd just blow on a whistle the whole time.
And all his kids could be in the background.
Yeah. Just going cuckoo.
Wow, popping out. Is sounding really just repetitive.
Oh, it's great. No, I don't know. I'd give it I don't want to give it too high of a rating, honestly, because it didn't make me emotionally connect with it.
What?
You know what I mean? I didn't. I felt sorry for Maria when she had to leave.
Yeah, you felt really sad for those kids.
I did, but then when
you said, "Nah, get in like that."
I did. But you did. Why do I always talk like that, by the way, when we watch
I don't know, it's
musicals?
Crazy. It just comes out whenever you're watching something like that.
I did feel something when she left, but then it was very easily switched around when she came back. And then it was just about Nazis, which I get it.
But imagine being in Georg's, try not to laugh. Shoes, okay. He is being
his
literally
loafers.
Forced to work for these people that he is so disgusted by.
Right.
And they're like on his tail. He can't escape. He literally has to put like all his whole family's life in danger just to get out of there. I mean, yeah. Think about being in his shoes.
Yeah, and then Franz almost shot him.
Well, Rolf, yeah.
Okay.
Well, see, and that was just like, wow. I mean, that really makes you hate him right in that moment.
I know. I felt sorry for Liesl. That's who I felt the most sorry for in the whole movie.
But she's Liesl. Only 16, going on 17.
I know.
She knows that she's naive.
Yeah. I'm assuming you're quoting the song somewhere.
I sure am.
So 8. I'm going to give it an 8.
Totally unprepared, was she?
You're still going.
Still going. All right. So an 8?
8 out of 10, yeah. I mean, so that's good.
If you give it an 8 out of 10, though, you're basically making a statement that, like, there are at least two huge things you would change.
I would. I would change the beginning, like we've established. I don't want to start on that song. It's just too on the nose, you know?
I don't know. I feel like if you had seen it when it came out in 1964,
I think I would have laughed. No, I would have laughed. If I went to go see a movie called The Sound of Music and the first thing she shouts at my face is "The hills are alive with the sound of music," I would have peed my pants.
Wow. Maybe you should bring change of clothes whenever you go see a movie.
I do.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Smart.
But no, so I would change that. And then I think I would also change... I don't know. There's probably something else. I think there's a cheesiness factor to it. You know, with just the kids all singing at once and the people going, farewell, or whatever they say, goodbye, good night. You know, that I would change that. I would make all those people just stare at them. From the balcony.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's intense. Yeah. You know, I forgot about the one scene that I really, really like is when she's on her way to the kids for the first time And she's singing the I Have Confidence in Me song. We never even talked about that.
Oh, yeah.
But that's like also one of my favorite scenes because.
Oh,
she's
I did
just,
like that scene.
Yeah, she's just like singing to herself. She's like twirling her guitar around and just like being crazy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I did like that scene. Yeah. I actually remember thinking while we were watching it, this is nice.
Yeah. And she's just so, she's like got just the right amount of like quirkiness without it being too much.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, what's this girl going to do?
Yeah. It's once again, talking in that voice that I talk in.
Well, yeah, that was more like my thought process.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But.
So what would you rate it then? What would you rate the musical?
So I would rate it a 9.5.
Whoa. So you would only change 0.5 things.
Yeah. And the 0.5 is really just that I think it could be, there are a couple scenes I'm like, we could, you know, we could cut that. We could trim it a little bit.
Okay.
So that you don't look at it and say, wow, this is 3 hours.
Yeah.
I don't have the time. I mean,
yeah. And it's not, you know, I do have the time, but do I want to dedicate it to that? I mean, we did. We watched it. Right. And then I rewatched a big chunk of it later on.
But you could argue also that there's just so much cinematic excellence that they were just like, we going for 3 hours.
I think movies just used to be long, you know?
Mm.
I don't know. It was an epic, but whatever. Okay. 9.5.
Yeah. 9.5. I mean, I've loved it since I was little. It has stood the test of time. Still good. I mean, I haven't seen it in like a couple of years and it's still good. It's magical.
It was pretty magical. That's why I gave it an 8. But it's just maybe none of the songs really were my thing, you know? I like really bouncy songs. That's why I like Do Do, because it's just like
you. But you liked those songs. You did.
No, okay, I did. But I like so many things. I just mean I have a wide variety of things that I like, and so. That hit some of it, but at the same time, it's not really what I would listen to if I owned a record of it. You know, I would want to, I'd listen to something else. I don't know. It was good.
I gotcha.
It was fine. You know, maybe I should have seen it when I was a kid. Maybe then I would really like it.
Well, I mean, I think it's good as an adult as well.
Okay.
And well, I mean, I'm not saying it's bad. I listen to the music on Spotify.
You do.
Sponsored by Spotify.
I wish.
I know, right? Yeah. Dang.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think let's say so long, farewell.
All right, ready?
Saying good night. What?
So
no,
long.
No, let's not sing it.
Farewell.
Farewell.
Adieu.
Adieu. Adieu to you and you and you.
See, he's always gotta make it peppy.
Yeah, that whole musical should have been like that. And Austria, come on, let's
let's
not lie to ourselves.
Ruined it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's it for the first episode of We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them. So we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them. Parentheses the musicals. And I don't know if I guess we'll do it again sometime. You know.
I
think it went well. What do you think?
2 thumbs way up.
out of 2 thumbs?
Out of 0.
Oh, we're getting a +2 here.
Yeah, so watch out.
Okay, well, I'm James, and that over there is
Elise.
And so we're saying our names again just so you remember. And we'll see you later. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Musicals. Jazzy.